Where will I be? Mos Eisley, you deserve a day in the city, he said. And I want you to take the whole family. Callie can close up the livery. Nobody's around right now anyway. His eyes narrowed. Take Jabe, too. Maybe if you spend more time together as a family, things will improve. Stupefied, Annalene looked to Lily. The Zeltron was wide-eyed, listening with rapt attention. You're going with us, I suppose? Annalene asked Orin. Oh, no, he said, fishing around in his pocket. Not with the harvest.
Right.
She looked at him, still not fathoming his intent. Why Mos Eisley? Orin found what he was looking for. A small, sealed envelope. Here, he said. It's the other part of your surprise, to make sure you go. Open it this evening. Annalene took the envelope.
What are you up to, Orin?
The farmer laughed. Just make sure I'm around when you open it. He winked at Lily and stepped out from behind the counter.
My birthday's the day after tomorrow, Annalene said.
This offer is good for tomorrow only, Orin proclaimed, walking toward his office. I've spent all afternoon making the plans. Don't send poor Tar away. The door closed behind him and locked. Lily clutched for the envelope.
Give me that. I want to see.
No, Annalene said, pulling it away.
She felt dizzy. What in the world is going on now?
Meditation. I had the dream again. It was like I've described before. I wasn't myself. But I saw the world through something. A tunnel. A filter. And then I heard a scream. You're tired of hearing about this dream, I expect. I've had it once a week since coming to Tatooine. I always wake in wonder. I always feel it's about Anakin somehow. Only the last couple of editions have changed some. The tunnel is narrower, brighter. Normally the view is hazy and red. This time, it was almost like seeing through, well, a Tusken's eyes. As strange as that sounds. And hearing the scream didn't hit me as hard this time. I felt more apart, aloof. In the past, it's had more of an effect on me. I don't know what it means. I'm worried the dream represents the smothering of light in the galaxy, and my own misgivings about being far from the scene. Could I really stay here so long that I no longer feel the cries of those Palpatine harms? Don't worry, Qui-Gon, I'm not speaking this out loud. I'm still ashamed at what you must think of that horrendous blunder when I was overheard. You must think I'm a Padawan all over again. But I know how it happened. I've been focusing too hard on trying to contact you, trying to replicate the feelings I was having that time you spoke to Yoda and me. I was trying to separate myself mentally from my surroundings, and because of that, I didn't sense Callie's approach. It doesn't seem that the girl overheard anything too revealing, or saw me holding Anakin's lightsaber. The Force was with me there. And there are apparently a number of people around whose names sound like Kenobi, so nobody's drawn the connection yet. Still, I can't take any more chances. I was getting too drawn into the lives of the people at the Oasis. It's ironic. You were the one who always told me to focus more on the living Force, the lives of those around us now, rather than the big picture that Master Yoda ascribed to. Living here, getting involved in this little world with its little dramas? It's been enlightening. I missed all this while rushing about to save the galaxy, seeing that for many people the smaller struggles are just as important to them as our larger ones are to us. It was a good lesson for me to learn. But it has to end there. So I'm strictly confining my travels to my mission. I checked on the boy earlier this week. The farm seems fine, I manage to steer clear of Owen Lars this time. The man doesn't like me at all. And I'm going to keep working on the house. I have to do something about this coolant unit, which I think was built in the time of Arkajeth. But don't worry. There are other stores on Tatooine besides the claim. Not many, but they exist.
Chapter 28.
Happy birthday, Annie! Annalene waved back from the window of the speeder truck. Thanks! There wasn't any point in telling the farmhand that her birthday was still a day away. Everyone who'd visited the claim since the night before had heard the reason for her journey, and harvest workers on three previous hillsides had already yelled the same greeting to her, all of them excited for her. Annalene was excited, too. Dressed nicely, she was heading to Mos Eisley, her daughter in the passenger seat and son in back, and none of them had argued yet at all. It was a birthday miracle. They were in the light van too today. Danar had brought the retired Soro submodel back into service the year they married, and it still handled most of the heavy work for the claim. Orin had needed his USV-5 landspeeder back for some reason, but Annalene didn't mind. She was still reeling, not quite believing the contents of the envelope Orin had given her. Jabe and Callie were discussing it in the darkened cab now. "I've been telling you Orin's a great guy," Jabe said. "I guess I was wrong," Callie said.